Finally, he came to the face he had been looking for. A slender female face, framed by auburn hair, with high cheekbones, full lips, and large green eyes. It watched Luke approach with longing and with growing concern. He stopped beside her and squatted on his heels, waiting for her face to float to the surface, wishing that he were not in such desperate need of the help he was about to request. As soon as her face broke the surface, she raised her brow and said,
"We can't keep meeting like this, Skywalker."
Luke smiled despite himself.
"Last time, I promise. Mara, I need your help."
"There's not much I can do for you anymore,"
Mara said, looking more disappointed than sorry.
"You know that."
"Can you help me draw Abeloth out?"
Mara studied him in silence for a moment, then shook her head.
"You can't kill her, Luke. She's one of the old ones."
"It doesn't matter what she is,"
Luke said, more sternly than he had intended.
"She's taken Ben."
Mara's eyes went wide, but she said nothing. Instead, it was a scornful voice to Luke's left that spoke.
"How did you let that happen?"
Luke turned to find Jason Solo's gaunt face peering out of the dark waters.
"We were trying to stop the cataclysm you caused."
Jason's lip curled into a sneer.
"You Jedi never tire of blaming the Dark Lord for your own failings, do you?" "My failings have nothing to do with this. You're the one who set Abeloth free."
"Me?
I was dead." "The Root says you did it when you changed the future,"
Luke explained.
"They say that's how Abeloth is always freed."
Jason began to look less certain of himself.
"Who's the Root?"
"The oldest Killik Hive,"
Luke explained.
"The one that helped build Centerpoint Station and imprisoned Abeloth the last time she escaped."
"Then you should be talking to the Root, not Mara and me."
"There's nothing we can do. We're dead."
Luke turned back to Mara.
"I just need to know her weak points, or how to find her in the mists of forgetfulness. Anything that will help me stop her before she does something terrible to Ben."
Mara's eyes grew glassy with sorrow.
"Luke, Jason is telling the truth this time. We can't help you."
"I can."
It was a voice that Luke felt rather than heard. A darkness that pulled at him from behind.
"And I will."
Luke turned to find the form of a shadow-wrapped human approaching from the shore by which Luke had entered the water. The same shore by which all mortals came to the Lake of Apparitions. The silhouette was tall and broad-shouldered, with a head hooded in darkness and glowing eyes that never seemed to match colors, that went from brown to orange and yellow to blue, that sometimes grew dark as ebony and seemed to be not there at all. As the silhouette drew nearer, it began to resemble a man Luke had seen many years before. A man who had appeared only in his dreams, and always shortly before he awoke, feeling uneasy and frightened. Luke glanced back at Mara, then said,
"It's him."
"Who?"
"The man I kept seeing in my dreams before Jason turned Sith."
Mara looked confused.
"But the man in your dreams was Jason."
"I thought so,"
Luke replied.
"Who else could it have been?"